that awful person, that terrible human being who would go into a place of worship and people were praying and kill them, is now in custody, where he will always remain.
In a separate written document, he includes 29 photos he apparently took of himself. He looks like a normal, smiling college student in only the first two. In the rest, he presents the stern face and strikes the pose that was very likely what his victims saw later on Monday. In 11 of the pictures, he aims handguns at the camera, likely the very ones he bought in the past 2 months. In his 1,800-word diatribe, he expresses rage, resentment, and a desire to get even, with exactly whom he never says.
Two suspects killed at the scene, one male, one female, both armed and dressed in what police describe as dark tactics.
They were dressed in kind of assault-style clothing, I think is probably the best way to term it. They are both armed with assault rifles. They are both armed with handguns.
He states here, says, I've been shot at a club. I'm dying. Dead bodies on top of me. Tell everyone I love them.
25-year-old Amanda Alfyar is inside. Her brother shows us this Snapchat video she recorded over the music, gunshots.
In an opening statement, Hassan said Hassan killed because he believed he had, quote, a jihad duty to kill U.S. soldiers. Prosecutors methodically laid out their case, beginning with witnesses describing Hassan's repeated visit to a gun shop called Guns Galore, where he bought a high-powered pistol and large amounts of ammunition several months before the shooting.
Diane James Holmes came ready for war with a Smith & Wesson assault rifle like the one we're about to show. It had a special magazine that could fire as many as 100 bullets in just a few minutes. The bullets travel at such a high speed, they could travel through two or three people at a time. He also had a 12-gauge shotgun, two 40-caliber pistols. He also had a gas mask. Diane's sources tell us Holmes is a lone wolf. No ties to terrorist organizations and no criminal records.